This is a recording of a client who came to me for a first session before this. And after aligning herself with her true power, because she's an empath and she has psychic abilities, she started becoming overwhelmed by the energy and thoughts of toxicity around her. She found herself breaking down and crying, which apparently had been happening for many, many years. And this is an example of listening to a client's needs and then adjusting my program to accommodate them. And so what you'll hear here is how we connect and how we go with what she is meant to experience, being an empath, being able to feel other people's energies. So I hope you enjoy it. I've cut off a fair bit from the start, which is going into her personal life as well as at the end. However, you should get a good understanding of what amazing release and alignment connecting to our levels of consciousness can do. I hope you enjoy it. So let's just close your eyes. Focus on our breathing. Just take in some nice long breaths for me. Nice long deep breaths. All the way in and all the way out. When you breathe out, I want you to just feel the weight of your body getting heavier on the bed with every breath. Actually make long sighs as you let out the air. And every breath you let out, you just feel your body going deeper and deeper into the bed, just relaxing, getting heavier. And we take our focus to our left leg from the tip of your hip there, all the way down past your glute and your hammy, your knee, your shin to your foot. And I want you to feel it getting heavy. Really heavy, that left leg, almost as if it's concrete, just pushing into the bed, and just the warmth of it as it's getting so relaxed, so deep, so heavy. That's good. Now let's look at our right leg from your hip all the way down past your glute, hammy, knee, shin, foot. Just focus on that getting really heavy. And every breath you breathe in relaxation. And every breath you breathe out, you just feel those legs getting heavier and heavier, going deeper and deeper into the bed. That's good. Yeah, that's good. And then focus on your hips, your bottom, your lower back. It's getting heavy. It's pushing heavily into the bed. Just deeper and deeper into the bed. And the heavier it gets, the more relaxed your feet, your legs, your hips, your back goes all the way. Now working up your spine and sides of your body, pushing into the bed. Just getting heavier. Most of it is just sinking through the bed, working its way up to your shoulder blades, and just feel your shoulders just slump down into the bed. Yeah, that's right, just like that. And now feel your arms, back of your arms, down to your elbows, forearms, hands, just getting heavy, going deeper and deeper into relaxation. The back of your head now, just feel it starting to sink into the pillow. Deeper and deeper into the pillow. Just as if your entire body now is sinking like really heavy concrete into the bed. Just Every breath you breathe out, you feel more relaxed, more comfortable, more deeper and deeper into relaxation. And as we're allowing our body to just get deep and relaxed, well, on the count of three, we're going to take a big breath in and visualize that solar plexus of yours just opening up. As we breathe out, and just we're going to leave the body to get deeper and deeper. We're just going to feel ourselves get lighter into the room. Count of three, one, two, three, big breath in. And as you breathe out, feel as if you're just lifting out. Your entire spirit is lifting out of your body, and just let it just lie in the bed, just getting so comfortable, recharging itself as we just feel what it feels like to feel free in the room without the body. Rising outwards, feel the walls and the ceiling, and go up through the ceiling, through the roof, sitting outside, looking down on the building. Just rising up and opening yourself up to everything outside the building, what you can feel, trees, nature out there, the breeze. You can feel the fluffiness of the clouds. That's right. Just let yourself get lighter and lighter and freer and freer. If you're going past the clouds, you can feel the warmth of the sun. Open yourself up for a direct line of energy, just feeling what your super conscious is, as knowing what your purpose is in this life, knowing where she is. As we look down and we see the woman, the body down there, it's as if we're looking downwards and you see yourself lying on that bed. What does she have to do? What's the steps she needs to do? If she looks back past 35 years on that planet, everything she's been through, the talents that she's tapping into now, she's learning more about, she's opening up for, to actually receive rather than blocking and pushing away. As we look down at her, what's her purpose? What's her next step? And then let's just go forward in time and see what that step opens up to be. Almost as if we can see her future as she lies down in that bed there. What's the future? What's the next step? Not the big future in the front, like way years ahead. It's just like within the next week. What does she have to do? Let her feel what we feel. The next week, the next month, the next 6 months. What's her purpose? Why has she gone through everything she's gone through? The certificate she's got, the work experience she's got. Let her feel what it feels like to align and just let go of decision making and just feel her way through life rather than trying to analyze which step goes where and which direction. And then that way she can connect with a true path and just get pulled along towards it. Just look down at her now and feel that she's actually connected with us up here. She can understand and see what we see as we look forward a week, 2 weeks, a month, 6 months, and a year. What's her next step? What should she be doing? What's everything she's gone through, the certificates, the experience, the pain, the trauma, the love, the happiness, the laughing? Where's it leading her? What can she, what can we see that she can't? That's right. And then feel as if we're just lifting out even from beyond us and becoming space and time, and we see her sitting there and we see ourselves as that higher part of her with the understanding of what's in front of her, as if we are now the universe looking in on these two points, the one that's high above her, that is her soul, and the one that's on that bed. We want to allow the one that's on that bed understand what the others see. We just want to feel how easy it is, that path is, to trust herself, what she feels. not what she thinks other people are thinking around her on that planet, in that life, in that surgery, in the meeting rooms, because they're all immaterial for her path. They're just pawns on her path for her to step through and weave around to get through to the next step. So it doesn't matter what they think, what they say, and what they do. As we are now looking at her, starting to understand and let go of all these small things that she's giving so much importance to in that life on that planet as she lies on that bed. Just allow her to open up and feel her way through. What's she supposed to do? What can we see her doing now? We can see that larger part of her, that spirit part of her, smiling because she can finally feel that she doesn't have to analyze people, what they say, what they do, anything like that. She can just trust herself. And this confidence she talks about, it's just a label that she's put in her own head, isn't it? Because the confidence was always there. Because that super conscious, that higher part of her, that source, that soul of her, knows that she can do it. It's just limiting beliefs she's allowed people to instill on her, that she's accepted. And we can look at it and actually see how small those little labels are that she's accepted. So on the count of three, we want to send out a massive surge of energy to actually shatter and turn those labels into just ash, because they don't exist anywhere outside of her. As we can see and we can feel, it's just inside that little body, those labels of other people that have created the lack of confidence, the lack of self-love, the lack of guidance and path that she wants to trust. So on the count of three, we're going to send out a big surge of energy to shatter those labels. 1, 2, 3, send out that energy as if it's just a force just pushing out, shattering those labels, and see them just disappear, because they don't exist outside of us, do they? We can see that, we can feel that. It's time for her to see it and feel it as lying on that bed. Now allow ourselves to come forward now and connect up with her soul, with her source, her super conscious. And as we look down at her now, lying on that bed, you can see those labels don't exist. It's habit, 35 years of believing what others said, what others did. But they don't exist because they're all on their own path. She's on her path. And as we take a big breath in together with her, you can feel how free it is to breathe now, just without all those labels and restrictions, and just visualize what she sees and feels as those labels just fall away. What other labels are there? There was the lack of confidence, lack of self-worth. She's got the knowledge, she's got the tools. All those little labels that are limiting her from moving forward fall away. Watch how they fall away. Feel what she feels as they fall away. As we look down at her now, we can see almost as if it's just like she's shedding her skin, shedding these labels, these limiting beliefs that for years have been manifesting and kept her in a comfort zone. Wasn't even comfortable. It was something she was dying to break out of. See what it feels like, what she can feel as she breaks through those chains, through those limiting beliefs and those labels that she's accepted from other people, because that's where they came from. They came from other people. And she's been too comfortable being uncomfortable. As we feel and see those chains being released and the labels just falling away, burning off like ash, she can open up to who she's supposed to be. learn to control what she feels from other people and only use what she wants to go forward on the path that she loves. She loves this life because she has so much to give back now. What's the path for her? Allow her to feel it as we look down at that body on that bed. Allow her to connect with it and feel the path opening up in front of her. And those labels of no confidence just falling away, just shedding. Because they don't exist. They only existed from other people's energy, which they vomited toxic energy onto her and she accepted it. But now we know and she knows that that's all it was. It was their energy. She can feel humbled with how much she already knows. The confidence builds back up because she knows she's on a true path, what she deserves and what she's here for. Everything, 35 years has built her to this moment of what's up there next, and allow it to now start flowing forward, almost as if she's opened up a shield that was in front of her, that she placed in front of her with all these labels, because she felt that she felt comfortable behind him because that's all she thought she knew. It almost feel like those doors are opening up and the pathway is just free with no labels, full of confidence, self-worth, self-love, self-strength, that she can be herself. And if others don't approve, it doesn't matter. It's just not energy she needs, because let them have their energy. She understands that now. She's good enough. She's good enough and worthy to now follow her path, be who she's supposed to be. And when she feels and resonates and this energy from the other people that's so strong, just let them slip past her. Like she's got her own shield and force field around her. Just she's slipping through the water that's just flushing away from her. And they're just the energies of other people, because they're all on their own path. They need to learn their own lessons. It's not up to her. She feels the freedom of what it's like to be her. What's next? What can she see? What can she feel? With almost all of a sudden, there's no lack of confidence. There's everything. There's an understanding that everything has happened as it should for her to now embrace who she's supposed to be with the experience she's lived through, she's suffered through, and she's loved through. And as we look down at her now, we can feel the alignment just opening up, the freedom to let them be them and her be her. As we start coming downwards now, downwards towards the building, and we see straight through the building, she's lying on that bed. We know what the future holds for her. She does too. She's just going to allow those labels as they pop up, because they're habits, they're just habits of thought, to just shred away, just fall away, just like ash, as she opens up a pathway, understands the bigger picture, her worth, her future, her path. We go down into the building, into the room, into her body. Take a big breath in. Become more alert, more aware, and just feel the pathway opening up, almost as if the doors are all just opening in concession, just opening up this massive pathway in front of you. Zero limitations, restrictions. Become more alert, more aware. Be safe in your own room and open your eyes. I hope you enjoyed that session, and that's just one example of one session in a program that's designed to help people release all negative emotions, negative thoughts, negative energy from past events that feel trapped in their now and for their future, which causes blockages of happiness and success. So please feel free to message me direct at support@howsyourheadspace.com.au, or follow me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Have an amazing day. Sending lots of love, light and positive energy. And one last question, how's your headspace?